I'd like to thank Auntie Billy Ingram for her warm welcome at the start of the evening. We are on Gadigal land, and I honour the ancestors, all of the people of the Eora Nation and the surrounding nations. The issue that we are about to discuss is about the control of Aboriginal land and the right, as Janini Gondra put it in the last discussion, the right of Aboriginal people to make the decisions about the future of their lands. You're going to hear tonight from four people who are directly involved in the issues that involve the proposal, now 6 years old, to try to put a radioactive waste dump, nuclear waste that in some cases has a hazardous threat that may last 250,000 nuclear years. 250,000 nuclear years was the title of a film I made all those years ago when Australia was first making the decision to mine uranium on Aboriginal land. And all I want to share of my personal experience in support of these speakers tonight is to say, 50 years down the track, there is still no demonstrated, safe, permanent disposal of radioactive waste. I have been to Hanford in Washington State in the United States, to Savannah River, Georgia, and out to the salt mines where it was hoped they would be able to take the leftovers, the toxic, hazardous material that came from the nuclear weapons chain and from commercial nuclear power. And the truth is, they have not found a stable, safe, disposal method for nuclear waste. Even in Hanford State, there was leakage from silos that looked like giant concrete pyramids. I filmed at Savannah River, Georgia, drums that had leaked nuclear waste into the nearby water table. In the so-called safe underground salt mines in the southwest, what they found was it is geologically unstable. This will be very familiar to those that are looking at the Northern Territory possible sites, because there has not yet been reassuring evidence that any of the sites being considered are in fact stable, because scientists will tell you there is no known current method for the safe disposal of nuclear waste. The other important issue, as someone who has reported on this issue now for about three decades, is there is no current imperative to move the nuclear waste onto Aboriginal land or any other land, because scientists at Lucas Heights have pointed out that it has the capacity to store the research and medical waste that comes from that facility. So there is a bigger agenda. If you remember, this proposal to put nuclear waste up into the Northern Territory, which was initially going to go into South Australia, came at a time when the Howard government was looking to have Ziggy Zekowski confirm a plan for nuclear plants around the coastline of Australia. 20 or more, Ziggy would have liked. And of course, if you did that, you would need a repository somewhere for the eventual waste from that commercial nuclear power. Others, including Bob Hawke, proposed that Australia morally should take back some of the waste from the uranium that Australia has sold overseas. So on multiple fronts, there has been a very old agenda to create a commercial nuclear waste repository. So this is not discussed in the proposal to Diane Stokes and other traditional owners at Muckaty Station. What has been said is, we will pay you this pittance if you take this nuclear waste, and don't worry, there is no threat. The point is, there is no safe disposal, no permanent solution for the existing nuclear waste, and many nations, as you know, like Germany, are unwinding their nuclear power programs, recognising after incidents like what's happened recently in Japan, that that is a technology with huge limitations and almost permanent problems, that if it truly had to pay for the hazard, It wouldn't exist. We, the people of the world, are paying to maintain a current danger that remains a threat to many parts of the world. The added bit of history I will share with you is, if you want to actually see what leakage from radiation does to human beings, you don't have to go back to World War II or the dropping of atomic bombs. I went to Kazakhstan, where the Russian testing and deliberate, in some cases, intentional irradiation of a civilian Asian population in Kazakhstan, including the Asian Brigade of the Red Army, and I saw a land of living mutants. I stood with mothers whose children were born with twisted tails like a mermaid. I saw a child in a bottle with a single cyclops eye in the front of its head. This was a living nightmare. This is not ancient history. This is what radiation does for human beings. And I talked with a young boy named Birik, who was born with no eyes in the socket of his head. So if you have a look on your internet or go to the library and look at what the scientists and the medical experts are trying to do, what they are looking at is cross-generational damage from radiation today. This is happening. These are the children of the bomb. They are the children of the nuclear poison. So Diane Stokes and the other traditional owners, and young Kylie, sister Kylie Sambo, has come here with them, are pleading for you to put yourself in their shoes and ask, would you have this in your home? Would you have this in your backyard? If you control your land, you're living somewhere, would you allow a government to do this when you are aware that this material currently is quite safe where it is at Lucas Heights?